trying to hammer out the parsha. So here, the Ran explains what the Gemara is doing, where the Gemara is coming from. The Gemara is trying to make the Oros as little as possible. It's really in Svara, the Oros should be as little as possible. We're kind of shocked he could do anything at all, because an Oros usually can't. So we're trying to be mamayit him, we're trying to push him into a corner. Now, it's kind of hard if all the psukim in the Torah say the Oros is mayfair. So this is what we're suggesting, that the father can be made for a loan, and the Oros could be make him. His hafara effects that he's not being shelsek biyom shamo, but he's really not being made for. That's what the Gemara suggests, the Ran says. Okay? Now other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim argue and say what it says, Eimo av l'chudei mayfir, it means the father could be made for a loan, and the Orus could be made for a loan. Maybe they both could be made for a loan. There's no real, you know, again, you learn Naram Arasa, so you're used to the idea the word shutfus is bandied about. And the Gemara uses the word shutfus, the Rishonim use the word shutfus. But if you think about it, it's not really a shutfus. They don't share anything. They might each have, I'm just explaining why we're going to lengths to avoid what seems to be, what is the bottom line then, that they can both be Mayfair. But the Gemara is going to great lengths, it seems, to try to avoid it. So I'm explaining why. According to the other Rishonim, we're trying to avoid that Avihu Baila Mafir Nadarah. According to the Ran, we're trying to avoid the Oros having any power here. We want to minimize his power. So we minimize it that he can be Mekim. According to the other Rishonim, we're saying, Vema Av L'chudei Mefer, maybe the father can be made for himself. The Rosh thinks that, and the Oros could be made for himself.
Yeah, but those that say that, what happens when when they actually both say one's Kayim, one's Mefer?
If one's Kayim, it's Mekuyim. There's no question about that. If one's Mekayim, it's Mekuyim, then that is Mekuyim. If the first one's Mefer, then obviously if they each can be Mefer alone, then once he's Mefer, the other one can't be Mekayim anymore. But if one's Mekayim first, so it's done. It's a done deal. The reason I'm saying we want to avoid the Naram Russell view by the Mefirin of the Rea, according to these Rishonim, I think is because we want to avoid saying that they both are Mefer. You know, when two Shutfin own something, you say they both have to sell it, because the taka belongs to both of them. So Av and Oros really have nothing in tandem. They don't share anything. They might both have, even if they both have schusim and har, but it's not intertwined. Not like two people own something. So we both own the whole thing. We both own it. Here there's a chelek Av and a chelek Oros, and really the Rishonim later, especially the Ran, talks at great length, always using those phrases, the Chelek HaBaal and the Chelek HaOros. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. In Mishnayos Peah, if you ever learn Peah, what?
Chelek HaAv?
Chelek HaAv and Chelek HaOros. In Mishnayos Peah, it says if two shutfim buy a tree, so they take one Peah. But if they buy a tree and they lokach zetzfono v'zetzromo, one is designated the north and one is designated the south, and they have to take two payas. They might be shutfin in the tree, but their shares don't intersect. If their shares don't intersect, maybe it's legally a shutfis, but they're not, it doesn't intersect. Each one has their own kolach. So here also, really, if you think about it, Avihu Baila Mefir Nadarah, their kochos don't intersect. So that's why we're trying to avoid saying, that's why we're trying to avoid, and we're going to great lengths, to say that the Oros are not made for together. Right, we're trying to avoid that. So that's why the other Rishonim explained the Gemara's Kasha, the Eimo of L'chudei Mefer, and the Oros is made for L'chudei. They each could be made for the chud. They're each separate kokos. So the Torah's marbid that they can both be mayfair. Very nice. Why should you need them both to be mayfair? Why should they both have to be mayfair together? They're not really shutzman. So let's say either one, either or. But we're going back to the Ran now. The Ran learned that only the father could be mayfair, the Gemara is suggesting. And the Oris's koch is only to be Makayim. That's the Ran. The Gemara answers, "Im kain v'osra iser beveis oviyah lamali." Klomar, amaytor krolash bein in the bodem pruyah made for Av. If the Av can be made for himself, the Arusa certainly he can be made for his daughter's nadarim when she's a girl. Lashmina nachi. The bodem pruyah made for Av. Lashmina nachi basar kro devim hayusia. But no, I mean him. Mokamoris of Mefilachudei. Shalei b'Mokamoris miboya. So why do you need the parasha of the father being made for the nadarim of his daughter? Hashli Yishalei. But I'm reading from the Gemara now, the fourth line, last two words. Hashli Yishalei b'Mokamoris mefer of lechudei. Shalei b'Mokamoris miboya. Now the Gemara flips the whole thing on its head and goes the other way. Ema of liboya arus v'arus l'chudei mayfir. And again, I would say the same thing in the Ran. We're going to, first of all, we're trying to flesh out the drasha is a little weird. But what we're trying again to avoid Naira Marosa of Yubaila Mafir and the Reha. So, but the Ran now, Mamre speaks out in a very folksy way. Look at the Ran. Bekichazo, once the Gemara saw the Maid the Solak Adaite, that what it wanted to say, Meikara, the Naira Marosa lo Yotza Klal Mishus Av, that the father can be Mayfair Mamish alone. Lessa, once we say that's not true, because we have this Kasha, and why do you need the Parsha that he's Mayfair the Nadorim of his daughter? Tal Korchen Shinasarsa of the Chudi Loy Motzi Mayfair, Mapachla the Pirche, so we turn the whole thing on its head. The Chivat Shekein, Adarabba, Mashmuzei Dekroi, if you look at the simple reading of the scriptures, it only talks about the Oros being made, but it only talks about the Baal being made, but there's no mention of the father explicitly. The whole thing's like on the Vav, the whole thing is hanging in that Vav. So wouldn't it be, logic is what we said till now, that the father's made for himself and the Oros could just be Makayim. But once we prove that's not true, so then we go with how the Torah presents the din. And the Torah seems to present it and gives the weight of Hafara completely to the Arus. And the father's the one hanging on by a thread. So maybe it's the other way around. The Arus Iker, the Av Tafelo, the Chiva the Torah Rachmona Lashmina, the Av Mefer Koidim Shinasarsa, Mamish what we just said, since the Torah bothered to tell us that the Av is Mefer before she becomes an Arusa at all, Michlal, it certainly implies to Lachash and Asayasa Nafkalomir Shusei, she's always for the father. Bechivin the cause of Krab headed the Oros Mefer, Mashma the Belchudei Mefer, Meshutfusei the Av, the lesser Elamishim Vav Moisiv Alinyan Rishon, right, his whole Shutfus is that Vav, that holy, holy Vav, Mustayach, no, we'll take the least possible. Any kid opening a chumash would say that the Oros is made for himself. Only Oros, totally. Why? The Yochi HaFaras of the Kosh Rachman Alamali. Why the Vav, we know that the Vav is telling me how far it's Av. You know, we'll throw the father a bone, but that's all. That you don't need the puzzle to say that the married woman, Mamish married, the Baal could be Mayfair. Because you know, even the Oros could be Mayfair if she's an Arusa. To say that the father can't even be Mekim is not even a chiddush by a married woman. Because the father's mamish out of the picture. So what do you have to say at all, this parasha? So it must be that they are mamish mayfair together by Nara Marosa. For that you don't need a pasuk. The pshitul on chivah shenitzay shuvim avir reshus bo. We're going to keep down the chiddush as much as possible. Okay. Emo and Basi Sharon Adora Loma Shed Abal Mefer Bekodmin. Oh, the Mute Hudi Yitzrich, maybe that's why you need the Parsha for. Umine Oris Mefer Bekodmin. Wait a second, so your goof is saying that Oris is Mefer Bekodmin. Why? And the Lavishim Shutusi Diyov. In other words, the Pasuk that says Ein Abal Mefer Bekodmin, and that implies that an Oris is Mefer Bekodmin, can gufa be used to tell me that of the obaila mafir in the dorea? Because why would an oris be able to be mefer bekodmin and not the baal? It would only be because of shetfasei diyod. That's what the Gemara says. Uminei klomi mimai diamr the baal and the mefer bekodmin shamin and shein oris mefer ele b'shetfasei diyod. The of oris mefer bekodmin k'demashma min una doreha aleha. That also is a clear implication in the pasuk. Is mashman the dorem that she already had on her. The dorem show you all that far. Vechiyev should the oros mefer beloy baal. That doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. Elilav mishum shetfusi diyot. Because the father is takin baal. Like we said, Sforos last week. Eitan sent out an email about it. That's the dynamic in this Gemara. That's what we're searching for. And that's okay. We'll leave it here. We'll go to Tafsama Chesam and Aleph just to finish up, so that tomorrow we'll go by them. Tafsama Chesam and Aleph. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The pasuk at the end of the parsha. Beinish leishto beinovu vito. That's what it says in the pasuk. There's a juxtaposition in the pasuk, ish ishto of bito. The mashmalay says the Ran, the venara marasa ayri, the dechsiv ayikrov in a rail base of ion, the samach of levito bade ish together with ish. So mashma that everybody is made for together. Double baal mafirin of the rail. The tanit v'yeb yishmol amoy yosiel yish my oved lay if he doesn't die from the bov. Bukam leidach the Rava for the other din of Rava. Rashi, Rahan, I mean, double come on. Magish koyme avoy yeshniel, koyme avoy yerishayna. That's rather complicated, but in a nutshell, it's the din that if the oros dies, forget about the wordiness of the limud. If the oros died, there's something called disrokno reshus la'av. The father acquires the oros's rights to be made for his share of the nether. The father can now go and be made for it, the Oros' share. That's called Meis Habal Nisrokna Rishus La'ad. Meis Ha'av, though, Lo Nisrokna Rishus La'bal. Doesn't go that way, it only goes that way. Again, a simon to the father's the real koach. Anyway, that's, so you learn it out from him, you'll see Eliyish. Too complicated to explain the Limud. Rabbanu Tzvi 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 Shabbos Minei Ikur Krav Anam Rosh Adavi Uvay Lamatir in the Reha. The train Avoyos Lakushe Shnei Ol Rishayna. Okay, we'll stop here. It's good day to learn that. I want to start it fresh. We'll start.